So Tom, this next question actually is unbelievable to me that this mutation was discovered 8 years ago. You know, for a long time, people were even questioning, could you, I mean, you know, start with an, and really not start with a TKI? And now we're at a point where we present a patient very symptomatic, widespread pain and shortness of breath with a mutation, and more than half the audience would use erlotinib in a patient like that. And when we asked the faculty, we got a similar response. You know, this argument comes up in breast cancer. You have a patient with lymphangitic spread, they're ER positive. You know, do you give them chemo because it works faster, even though in the long run, hormone therapy might work better? Where are we today, Tom, that we would treat a patient who's that symptomatic with a TKI?
Well, I think here, I agree with the 68% of the audience, TKIs work faster and they have a higher percentage of response rate. So I actually think in this setting, it's exactly when you want to use a TKI up front. So I agree with my colleagues. I see that Jean-Charles possibly chose gefitinib, and if you're in Europe or Japan, you may have that option, and I think they're both very reasonable options.
Gefitinib's so good. I like gefitinib. I don't know why gefitinib ever went away in the U.S. It seemed like it worked, but...
Some bad luck.
What is it? Yeah.
Just bad luck in drug design, in the drug
design. It always made sense.